What you are about to hear is a true story. It happened in Hexham, England in the 1950s and 60s. Names have been changed out of respect to the victims and to protect the innocent. The Sisters, Episode 1, Believe It or Not.
It's the 3rd, 1965, interview number 7 with... Well, why don't you introduce yourself, my lovely? Tell me your name.
Where's Jackie? We do everything together. We're twins.
I know you are, Jill. I bet you have a lot of fun, don't you? No, but today, Jill, is all about you.
Is it like going to the dentist?
No. It's nicer than going to the dentist. What have you got there, Jill? What are you playing with?
My locket.
Is there anything inside it?
Yes. A hair. From an angel.
Well, isn't that something? And that'll keep you safe, won't it? Now, Jill, why don't you tell me about...
My name is Maud.
Did you hear that?
It doesn't mean anything. She's heard me talk.
Please, let the child speak.
My name is Maud.
All right. Maud, tell me about yourself.
My name is Jill. I'm 8 years old. We are 8 years old. We live in Hexham, England. We ride bikes in hell.
Good afternoon. My name is Frankie Bradshaw. I'm the chief curator of the world-famous Mutter Museum here in downtown Philadelphia. And today, I'll be your tour guide through hell. Kidding, that's just a joke. Before we get started, you should know some of the objects on display here can be quite triggering. I hate that word, but it's true. This isn't a typical museum. It's not filled with beautiful objects. To the contrary, it's a showcase of imperfection, an unflinching look into the mysteries of the human body. And the, yes, you have a question?
Is it true you have a piece of Einstein's brain?
Yes, we do. We also have a
fucking mutter.
Jar of pickled skin.
This is the last place I ever wanted to work. When I was in grad school at Penn, I thought I'd be the curator of the Philadelphia Art Museum by now. Or at least a gallery with actual art.
Follow me.
The fact is, I'm 34 years old, and working here is one step above Ripley's Believe It or Not.
So where's the rest of Einstein's brain? Do you keep it on a separate floor? Like the different rings in Lord of the Rings? It's too powerful to have them together?
So, how do I deal with questions like these? I sneak into the bathroom for a drink. I really shouldn't. What I should do is call my sponsor. But before I get the chance...
Frankie!
Yes, Duncan, I'm in here.
Well, we just got a delivery, a box. They won't let me sign for it.
What? Did you tell them you work here?
Yes, Frankie, of course.
Well, what kind of box?
I don't know, I haven't seen it. They want you, Frankie. What should I tell them?
Are you Frankie Nazari?
Yeah. Well, sort of. I'm divorced. It's no longer my last name.
Well, whatever your name is, you kept me out here 15 minutes freezing my ass off.
Yeah, sorry.
Ah, don't be. You're gorgeous. Hey, sign here.
So, where's the box?
Back of the truck. You got a back door or something? I can help you load it in.
Well, how big is it?
Oh, it's big.
Let's take the plastic off.
Here, let me cut it.
It's some kind of animal?
animal? Frankie, it's bipedal. Do you know what this is? It's a fucking alien. Look at the thing, it's huge.
It is huge. Twice as thick and several feet longer than a normal human skeleton. And there's no space between the bones. It's like the skeletal remains of a blob.
Jesus, where do you think he's from? Mars or Venus?
Probably New Jersey.
Oh,
come on, Duncan. Don't you see? It's a prank.
You think?
Yeah. Remember the two-headed pig man we got in the mail last year?
Hey, that was very convincing.
I know. And remember how disappointed you were?
Hi, Este.
Where are you guys? It's a mess.
Yeah, I know. It's my fault. I need to...
Este is my childhood friend from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Well,
she's from an Orthodox Jewish family, but she's a devout atheist,
right?
Like
as
me.
Close,
I'm proud of her. She's the best medical examiner in Philly.
Anyway, it's been a long day.
Listen, we have something for you. Ta-da! So, what do you think? It just arrived. Duncan thinks it's an alien.
Tilt the camera, Frankie.
Okay.
Frankie thinks it's a prank.
Oh, it's not a prank. Pull back, Frankie. Scroll from head to toe. Poor woman.
It's a woman?
I think so. It's hard to tell over FaceTime. Maybe I can come by tomorrow and take a closer look?
Sure, that would be great.
And just so I'm clear, there was no information, no return address, nothing?
No. No, she came in this box, just totally anonymous.
Shall we start?
Mm. Right, today is August the 23rd, 1969, and I am here interviewing Frances Pollard at Broadmoor Hospital, Nightingale Women's Ward.
It's all right, you can call it an asylum for the criminally insane, because that's what it is.
I'm here to help you better understand your situation.
No, Doctor. No. You're here to answer a question.
Well, hopefully, together, we will answer many.
No, just one.
Why would a mother come to the conclusion that the world would be a better place if her children were dead? That's the question.
Okay, yeah, all right. Mum and Dad, if you stand on either side of the girls.
All right. Like this.
Yeah, just like that. Hey, Maud, move a bit closer on the sofa.
I'm Mary.
It's okay, everyone confuses them.
Sorry about that, Mary. I bet you and your sister have a lot of fun confusing people, eh?
No, I'm Mary.
No, I'm Mary.
Girls, that's enough.
Okay, big smile, everyone. 3, 2, 1.
We had a happy life. We were a happy family until...
Relax, Frances, just relax. Have another sip of water. The better?
Yes.
Do you want to stop now?
No. No, I want to carry on.
All right.
It was the summer of 1957.
Mummy, what? No, Mummy, watch me.
Our last summer together. Our twins, Mary and Maud, were everything we ever wanted.
Oh, good girls, that's wonderful.
It was a good year for us. For the whole country, in fact. The war was over. We had a new queen on our throne. And we just bought our first car on hire purchase. It seemed like it really was a new era where everything was possible. My husband, Thomas, was an engineer. He worked at the local car factory. It was a good, steady job. We enjoyed simple pleasures, you know, family outings, picnics by the lake, church social events. We went to St. Luke's. But most of all, we enjoyed going to the pictures. Especially Hollywood movies from America.
Mummy, I want to go to America one day.
So do I.
No, you don't. You're only saying it because I said it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Girls. No. Girls. No. Shush. Hey. It's all down there, Shush. And it's all yours for the taking. We had everything we needed. And yet, Thomas...
What about Thomas, Francis?
There was somehow... Did I ever really know him?
What do you mean, Francis?
You're such a good girl. You know, I think Matilda needs a brother.
Good idea, Mary. Hey, Dad, can we get a boy dog?
What?
We can name him Cliff.
Oh, no. No more dogs. No,
but listen, I've got something even better for you. Come on. Come on, girls, follow me into the garage.
Is this another invention, Daddy?
No, it's not just another invention. It's the invention. This is my masterpiece. You ready? Ta-da! Well?
What is it?
This is our future, girls. It's a refrigerator motor, my original design. See, it will allow fridges to run longer and more efficiently.
Do you have any other inventions?
Hey, cheeky! This is my masterpiece!
So that's how it started, with a fridge motor. He took it around the trade shows, tried to find investors. No one was interested. As far as I was concerned, it was a hobby. Something he tinkered with in the garage. I didn't realise then that...
What didn't you realise, Francis?
That it would lead to the end of everything. Fancy a cup of tea, love?
Oh, yes, please. That'd be lovely.
One evening, we were watching television. The girls were upstairs, asleep. And suddenly, Matilda, our dog, began running around in circles, barking.
Calm down. Matilda, calm down. Hey, what's got into her? Hey! Matilda, come here.
You expecting anyone?
No. Yeah, it's probably someone collecting for something. All right, I'm coming. Yeah?
Hello there. Are you Thomas Pollard? If not, I've got the wrong house.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So, if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hi, I'm Frankie.
Hi, Frankie.
I'm an alcoholic.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, I've been sober, well, semi-sober for, you know, about 3 years. But the last 6 months have been pretty rough on me. You know, I got divorced. It wasn't consensual. You know, he left me. Which was probably a good decision on his part because I'm a complete mess. But, you know, I'm also a fighter. So, here I am.
I've got bagels.
Good morning, Estee.
Here you go, Duncan.
Oh, Estee, you're the best. Did you remember the
extra cream cheese? Yes, we're all gonna have high cholesterol. Now, where is she?
In the back. Come on.
So, Frankie, how was your date last night?
Oh, shit.
You forgot, huh? Poor guy.
He'll be fine. He's a straight man on Tinder. He probably had another date lined up right after. Besides, I'm preoccupied.
With who? Benil? Frankie, you gotta stop thinking about him. It's over.
No, not Benil. I was thinking about Matilda.
Who?
She named the skeleton Matilda.
You named the skeleton Matilda. Cute. Any reason why?
No, not really. It's just sort of came to me. Okay, there she is. That's her, in the box.
I still think it's an alien.
Mm-hmm.
This is... Wow. The bones are so thick.
Mm-hmm.
See here? The first 7 ribs are completely fused. They're thick as baseball bats.
Right?
I've never seen anything like this.
Who is she?
Not she. They, maybe?
Wait. 2 people?
Look at the neck here and the chest. Conjoined twins connected like this, just stacked on top of each other, their organs would be crushed.
I mean, she's not a conjoined twin. She's not a giant. Who is she?
I don't... There is one other possibility.
What?
I have to call Dr. Lee.
Who?
My boss. Can he stop by?
Is there better light back here? Maybe turn on the overheads?
They're already on.
Oh. Maybe it's just my eyes. No, that can't be possible. No.
Just say it. Say what?
It's FOP, right?
FOP?
Uh-huh.
Yes, or to use the technical name, fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva. My God, there's only been a handful of cases.
Really? In your whole career?
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea where it came from?
No, she was sent here anonymously.
Well, I need to know more. Can I take her back to my office?
No. Sorry,
Frankie,
I just...
it might be helpful.
No, I know, but it was sent here. Estee, to me.
Is this about credit?
Yes. Actually, I'm the curator of this museum.
Who else has seen it?
Just us. Break it down for me, Doc. What is FOP? I mean, if what you're saying is true, if it's so extremely rare, then finding the owner of this skeleton shouldn't be too hard. Right? Okay, let's see. For the next week, I researched every known case of FOP I could find.
Harvard Medical Journal, July...
It turns out FOP is an extremely rare genetic disorder that causes the body's soft tissue to transform permanently into bone. In other words, a second skeleton grows on top of the first. Early doctors posited that it was the result of 2 souls trapped in one body. Hi, I'm calling about an old case of a child with FOP. Back in the early 70s in a village called Matty Carey.
Matty Carey. What's this about?
Okay, this might sound kind of strange, but basically...
In 1972, in the small farm town of Matty Carey, India, a boy named Raghu Basimadra was born with FOP. Some of the locals worshipped him as the reincarnation of the god Vishnu.
You knew the location of that skeleton at this time?
No, sorry. Unusual cases. Tom and Harry Banks are the lucky.
My apartment slowly transformed into a science lab. I pinned up pictures of bones on the wall, surrounded by anatomy textbooks and medical journals. If someone walked in on me, they'd think I was a doctor or a serial killer or just a lonely woman desperate to connect some dots.
And welcome back. Our next guest is Professor Benil Nadari, best-selling author of
Great.
God on Trial.
Meanwhile, my ex-husband Benil, a professor at Penn, was on TV promoting his new book about ancient religion.
Hello, Diane. It's great to be here with you.
And we'll just jump right in with the first question.
Sure.
Does God exist?
It would depend largely on what you mean by God.
You know what our next move is, right? Special exhibit. Display her. Display the skeleton for the public.
You think?
I know. It'll get people talking, and who knows, maybe a real academic will show up.
Hey, I'm a real academic.
Well, you're also a curator, and it's your job, your responsibility to bring asses through the door.
Isn't it asses in the seats?
You know what I mean. Besides, Dwight already said yes.
Well,
You spoke to the board?
Well, I floated the idea.
Duncan!
It'll be fun. We'll have a party, red carpet, paparazzi, like a respectable museum. Hi, I'm Duncan Campbell. I'm the assistant curator here at the museum.
Wow, this is quite the turnout. Although no cute boys.
Well, yes. Duncan is around here somewhere, passing out wine and cheese.
Pass. Although I could use a drink. Shit, Frankie, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm back in the program.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you. Now come on, let's go check out the star attraction.
Okay.
Este is right. It is quite the turnout. More than 200 visitors have flooded the Mudder to see Matilda.
There she is.
The skeleton is presented simply, positioned upright behind a thin wall of glass.
She's kind of beautiful, don't you think? Like in a Tim Burton way.
It's true. She is beautiful.
Yeah?
Hello there. Are you Thomas Pollard? If not, I've got the wrong house.
Yes. I mean, no. You do have the right house. I am Thomas Pollard.
Mark Whitney. I'm a friend of Father Tim from St. Luke's.
Ah, well, if it's church business, perhaps it's my wife you want to speak to.
No, it's you, Thomas. May I come in? You see, Father Tim told me all about your invention.
Oh, right.
Well, I may be able to help you.
Well, yes, of course. Come on in.
Oh.
Francis, this is Mr. Whitney.
Oh.
Well, but I hope I'm not interrupting anything, Mrs. Pollard.
No. It's. Well, I was just going to make a cup of tea. Can I make you a cup of tea, Mr. Stern?
Well, wait, if it's not too much trouble, yes, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Hey, stop it. God, I'm so sorry, Mr.
Whitney. No, that's quite all right.
Hey, Matilda.
Lovely dog.
Come here. I'll stop down. Hey, I don't know what's gotten into her.
She doesn't like you.
Maud? What are you doing down here? You should be in bed.
Maud? What a lovely name. Hello, little miss. I'm Mark.
Maud, off you go. Upstairs now.
Can I take Matilda?
Yes, off you go. Go on. Good night.
Good night, Maud.
Well, I'll make a cup of tea. I didn't like Mr. Whitney from the start. He was too rehearsed. And the dog didn't like him either. I didn't trust him.
So, Mr. Whitney, how can I help you?
Well, it's the other way round, Thomas. From what Father Tim tells me, you're a bit of an engineering genius.
Oh, well, I won't go as far to say that.
God.
No, you know, I mean, I dabble.
Don't be modest. Now, I want to see your refrigerator engine.
Oh, why's that?
Because I'm a businessman.
Yeah, you see? Takes barely any time to warm up or cool down.
Wow, it's certainly more compact than I've seen before. Sunbeam and Electrolux, well, they aren't marketing anything this small.
Whoa, hey, you've done your research.
Well, as I said, I am a businessman. Have you protected it? Have you applied for a patent? So no one can copy it?
Oh, no, not yet, no. There are still a few little niggles that need to be sorted out first.
Well, you should apply for protection. You know, I can't stress how important that is.
Right, well,
I'll tell you what, I'm going off to London next week. If you give me the schematics, I can pop into the patent office and I can just, you know, get things started for you.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
No, you know, no expense on your end. I mean, we can sort that out later. But you really must do this to protect yourself, you know, and your family.
Philadelphia. Today is Friday, October 8th, and in today's Talk of the Town segment, a strange story from a local oddity called the Mudder, a museum dedicated to, well, medical abnormalities. Last week, they did a big public announcement of their latest arrival.
Yes, Duncan, I'm watching it.
Looks like a human watching butterfly. What?
Good morning, Philly. Remember, they're doing the segment on...
Forget that, Frankie. Prepare yourself.
Good morning,
we got another box.
Wait, good to what? See. You're
looking a delivery. A box. I think it's got something to do with Matilda.
Really?
Just get out of bed and come down to the museum. I'm dying to open it.
Okay, well, don't open it. Just wait for me.
What have you got there, Jill? What are you playing with?
My locket.
Is there anything inside it?
Yeah. A hair.
From an angel. Something.
Keep you safe, won't it? Now, Jill, why don't you tell me about...
My name is Maud. Did you hear that?
It doesn't mean anything. She's heard me talk. Please, about Maud. Let the child speak.
My name is Maud.
It doesn't mean anything.
All right. Maud. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Jill. I'm 8 years old. We are 8 years old. We live in Hexham, England. We ride bikes in
hell.
The Sisters is a Gold Hawk production, presented by Realm in association with Lights Out. Created by Brett Nietzschen and written by Brett Nietzschen, John Scott Dryden, and Mac Rogers.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
Frankie is played by Mae Whitman. Francis, Helen Baxendale. Mark, David Morrissey. Duncan, Miles Heiser. Thomas, Lee Ingleby. Este, Karen Che. And the psychiatrist, David Holt. With sound design by Adam Woodhams. And original music by Seymour Milton and Sasha Putnam. The script editor is Mike Walker. For Gold Hawk Productions, the producer is Emma Hearn, and the director and executive producer is John Scott Dryden. For Realm, the producers are John Brooks, Fred Greenhall, and Nicole Otto. And the executive producers are Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Find the full list of credits in the show copy. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.